Okay, the other thing that I wanted to ask you about is this motion that you have before the City Council on the 7th of February, isn't it? It's the next City Council meeting. Just can you give me the background of the motion and what it actually says?
Yeah, we've had this motion down now. You have to put motions down about 6 months in advance of the council meeting because it takes so long to come to that point in the agenda. The last meeting was held on the fourth Monday of January. That was the Monday actually that they started the initial non-collection in East Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the motion had the potential coming up with that meeting. I was trying to see if I guess someone to drop their motion and let my motion go forward because of what was happening, but I didn't get much support on
right.
that. And strangely enough, there was about seven motions ahead of mine. And those seven motions were dragged to 10 o'clock where we couldn't take my motion then. So I'm not getting paranoid, but sometimes we but it will be the fourth one on the agenda for the next meeting. We particularly ask the people in the area that are affected by non-collection to come in
mm-hmm.
on Monday night at 6:30 where the motion will be put into the council. The motion is based on the fact that we're calling for the all bins to be collected or our bags on the basis of public health. Because this is an absolute, it's a very important issue because looking at the place like Mount Brown, when the waste is left behind, it was just disastrous. There were things getting dragged all over the place gets messy. It has potential for rats, it has potential for disease and that. And we've been pointed to the fact that since 1878, as the information we have, the reason why the bin collection was put in place is because of the threat of diseases like cholera and things like that. And that's absolutely, no matter what the situation would be, no matter what system they have in place, they should make a policy of collecting all bins. What they do after that is their own problem or their own business, how they deal with it after that, but they should clean them up. And the very point I was making that Mount Brown, there's been about 10 bags left in the estate, and the council haven't gone near for the last week. And unless people clean it up in their own area now, it's going to stay there, literally.
Right.
This is a very bad policy. Particularly when you have young kids and cats and dogs around and stuff like that. So we're going to make it an urgent and quite, how would you put it, we're not going to make an appeal, we're going to make a point that this is absolutely crucial that needs to be collected.
This is the same issue that the Green councillor and the Sinn Féin councillor down in Cork went in and stayed in the city manager's office.
Yeah.
I mean, have you been, what's the support from the parties in Dublin when they see this? Like, separate to the bin charges on the public health grounds, have they been supporting the motion? Or how has it been received?
Well, I have to wait and see now. We have to do a bit of work over the next few days. Obviously, I have to contact all the councillors on it. I'm going to send them an email Thursday, Friday, asking to support the motion on the basis of what put the reasons forward. And we'll see what sort of support we get. I think on the basis that the Green councillors and the other councillors did it down in Cork, we should get support from people, because this is outrageous, leaving communities with their bags forced and open in the areas and that, you know. And if we get support by the council, the next step is what will the city manager do? He can either ignore that motion if he wants to.
Right.
And it depends on what we can do then in the council to try and put more pressure on.
Obviously, it being winter at the moment, this problem's going to get a lot worse as the weather gets hotter and you know, bins are being left out for weeks
long
at a
period
time.
Of time. Yeah, we're very lucky it's winter actually that this happened in. You know,
why they're doing the non-collection
right,
now?
Exactly. Yeah, for the suits and hoping people won't come out. But certainly, any sort of warm weather at all, that will just ferment something else. You know, it's it'd be a huge public crisis now. And when the bags were left behind in Mount Brown, I rang the Marie Foy, she's public health for the local authority in Dublin, and I was advised to contact the environmental section of Dublin City Council, who advised me that the waste management plan covers all this now and they can have no input into whatsoever. That bags have to be literally left on the street for 6 months before they could intervene.
Even in public places?
They didn't specify even in public places, but obviously they can't leave them in public places now, whether that's because of the, you know, presentation and the tourists gone by and all sort of stuff that the council feel they have to clean the area.
So they're leaving them on estates currently?
They're leaving them on the
and
estates.
And then on main roads they're taking them off?
Off the road. So we'll continue that policy of putting them out on the roads and cleaning up our areas until the council
And how have you found it dealing with the council to get anything done? I mean, it seems that even if you get a motion passed, it's going to go to the city manager. Do you find that now that you're a councillor, you're pretty empowered and can do everything? Or
no, quite the opposite. I think the point, we've made the point that, and even our election material, the city manager has a lot of powers. The councils have very little power from the point of view of waste management, from the point of view of an awful lot of issues. And I have to be said that, I mean, there's huge compromises made between the parties and the city officials. In some ways, that's a good thing from the point of view of you can work with the officials and you can work within the departments. But more often than not, you'll see a compromise of the parties with the manager, and the manager seems to get everything they want.
Right.
Everything they want, they'll get. And then I think it's like everything, once you compromise yourself in any sort of position like that, you compromise your policies, you compromise your position, and then it's very hard to make a stand on certain issues when you've gone so far. So I think the fact that the council meeting and the estimates has sort of set the agenda for the next 5 years, and up to the council to a certain degree, about how far the parties are willing to go in taking up the issues, and how much control the city manager has on an awful lot of them.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's cool.